last year, certainly, we were so concerned with the consumer issues surrounded by imported orange juice that contained carbenzene. That could ruin the whole category, if you will, when FDA and federal regulators would stop that shipment and consumers possibly stop drinking orange juice. That's well behind us. And everybody did their job and a good job on limiting the imports of that tainted juice. At the same time, there was an ongoing concern that some of the imported orange juice that went into Canada also subsequently came in the United States with some small levels of contamination of carbenzene. The United States Customs and Borders is looking at that. Florida Citrus Mutual asked them several times. We used our key legislators to support this request. They're doing an investigation just to understand if that juice from Canada that came in the United States, was it properly recorded and did it properly pay for those tariff funds? That's still to be determined. Customs has that squarely in their lap. Our only frustration is that it appears that'll be another 3-6 months before we find out the results of that audit. So it's good that everybody knows and needs to play by those international trade issues, and this might be an example of one violation. Too early to tell right now, but we have some serious concerns on those Canadian imports.
Any other trade issues that are big?
We talked earlier about how the Florida citrus grower is struggling, certainly with increased production cost. That always gives Mutual a grave concern with our high production cost. Could there be the possibility of imported juice that is basically imported and sold into the United States below our cost? That would require another dumping challenge. We need to ensure that cheap orange juice, it's critically important now, as it always is, doesn't enter the United States at an unfair playing field. So Florida Citrus Mutual continues to monitor, look at, review imported orange juice just to make sure there's not a situation for another dumping challenge. Unfortunately, with our high cost, that makes another dumping order a real possibility, and one that we'll need to continue to watch throughout the whole season.
What you touched on there, would you want to expand a little bit? The much higher production costs than they used to face, coupled with what looks like some lower prices this year. How about telling us about all that and what kind of a challenge that presents to the Florida grower?
Well, if I had the crystal ball, and we've already started our season, the 2012-13 season is going to be quite a challenge for the Florida citrus growers. We have historically high production costs. Certainly, everybody would be familiar and would recognize the additional input cost, everything from petroleum, gasoline, to the day-to-day operational increased cost. But coupled with that is the increased production cost. As growers are trying to keep those trees in those groves alive until the research can tell us how to really whip and solve the greening problem, growers have additional pesticide sprayings. Growers are trying additional nutrient applications to keep their groves and citrus productive. So the grower in this season has historically high cost. At the same time, because of certain marketing condition, because of certain consumption issues, the grower is recognizing downward pressure for returns for the price he receives for his fruit. So we are in a very difficult position where with lower grower returns, higher production cost, this might very well, and for many growers, be a break-even year. So it's going to be quite a challenge for the grower to take whatever proceeds he has earned in the prior years with the break-even numbers at best or even small losses this year and take those available funds and reinvest them into the citrus industry for next year. It is going to be a challenging year for the citrus grower.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.